This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network.
Angry Old Man Podcast is a one-man voice characterization and improvisational company.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, cheeks.
I got stuck a little bit.
You sounded like Popeye, the sailor man.
I guess I did sound a little like Popeye, the sailor man.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Angry Old Man Podcast. And it's opening joke time. And I believe that today I have a pretty good joke.
You believe or you know that you have
a
joke?
I'm pretty sure that I have a pretty good joke. It's about life.
It's about life.
Because life is very unpredictable.
Very.
Right?
Yeah, tell me about it.
One day you're on top of the world, and the next 6 feet under.
That's very uplifting.
Well, that's what Robert is talking about, that life can be very unpredictable. Mm-hmm. Things can happen, you know, in a split second, and your life can be turned upside down. Right, Robert?
That is absolutely correct. But if you use humor, you can alleviate a lot of the pain.
I don't know where the fuck to go with this, but so far, not very funny.
Yeah, not much ha-ha at all.
Well, it's a joke about a naval fighter pilot.
You know,
whose plane was hit, and he was forced to eject.
Still no ha-ha.
So far, this has got to be the saddest joke I've ever heard. But please proceed.
All right. So after his plane was hit and he was forced to eject, the naval fighter pilot finally regained consciousness.
Oh, good.
And he found himself in a hospital in a lot of pain.
That's not funny, Robert.
Not even a little bit.
Well, wait. It's going to get better. Wait a minute.
I hope so.
So he was in a hospital in a lot of pain.
Yes.
He found himself in the ICU with tubes, IV drips in both arms, and the breathing mask.
So he was in a pickle.
You could say he was in a pickle.
Yes. pickle. Wires monitoring every function, and a nurse hovering over him looking very worried.
She was worried.
Yes, she was looking very worried. It was obvious he was in a life-threatening situation.
What I'm worried about is this joke.
Me too. Just hang on. It's going to get better.
All right.
The nurse gave him a serious look straight into his eyes.
Y'all.
Knowing he was not only a fighter pilot, but a sailor. She spoke to him softly and slowly, enunciating each word.
What did she say to him?
She said, "You may not feel anything from the waist down."
And what did he say to her?
Somehow he managed to mumble in reply, "Can I then just feel your tits?"
The following program is presented by the County Anger Management Department. Remember, words spoken in anger are like getting really drunk, taking all our clothes off, and rolling around in a cactus. It may seem like a fun thing to do at the time, but boy, are you going to have a hard time picking all the needles out of your ass the next day. Thank you.
All aboard!
Only parties. We don't sing and we don't dance. We just want to make you happy. Make you laugh until you crack your pants. Come on and laugh until you crack your pants.
All right, come on, work it out.
Now, don't you think that's something that a naval fighter pilot would say?
Yeah, I think I can hear him saying that.
Yeah.
They're pretty tough and have a good sense of humor.
But I'm worried about him, you know, not being able to feel anything below his waist.
Clearly, it was a joke.
Nonetheless.
Okay, it was a joke, so just relax.
Yeah, it's not real, just a joke.
I know it was a joke, but it's just...
What?
I can't help but feeling sad for
her. Yeah, but he could at least feel her tits.
Well, we don't know whether she allowed him to feel her tits.
She may have.
All right, both of you, knock it off. It was just a stupid joke. Now, let's just move on. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Angry Old Man Podcast. This is episode
234.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
I believe it.
I believe it as well, but speaking of feeling, as we were a few minutes ago.
What do you mean?
The joke about the pilot not being able to feel her tits.
You're back on feeling the tits again.
No, I'm not talking about feeling anybody's tits.
Then what?
Has this ever happened to you? You're feeling around and you discover...
What?
One of your balls missing.
What do you mean? Basketball? Baseball? What?
Yeah. No, your balls. You know, your testicles down between your legs.
Where else would a testicle be? Behind your neck?
I know.
Your testicles are between your legs. Jesus. You don't have to explain that.
But you asked what kind of ball.
Okay, Curly, what about your testicle?
Well, I'm talking about your feeling around, and then all of a sudden, one of your testicles is missing.
Wait a second. You're feeling down your nutsack, and one of your balls is missing.
That's right. One of your balls is missing. Has that ever happened to you?
No.
I never
don't recall missing a ball ever.
You're screwing with us, Curly. How can one of your balls disappear?
You sometimes, you know, in the morning you're scratching and then all of a sudden you start feeling down there a little bit and you can't find one of the balls. I don't know where the hell it goes. I'm searching around. The sack only has one ball. Where the other ball has gone, I have no idea.
Did you check on your nightstand?
Yeah. I'm serious, Robert. I'm not kidding around. I feel around and one of the balls is missing. Where it goes, I have no idea. But then all of a sudden it's back.
It's back.
It's the disappearing ball syndrome.
Ah, the disappearing ball syndrome. Maybe we should Google that.
Yeah.
And see if anybody else has a ball that goes missing.
I'm not kidding around. I'm telling you.
Well, I'll be damned.
What is it, Robert? What?
There is a disappearing testicle syndrome.
See, I told you there was.
You're kidding, Robert.
Yeah, I just Googled it.
Really?
It says vanishing testes syndrome or testicular regression syndrome. Also known as TRS.
So you got TRS, Curly.
Well, why not? I've got everything else, so why the hell wouldn't I have TRS?
Wait a second. It says testicular regression syndrome is defined as an absence or an incomplete development of the testes.
Maybe your balls never developed, Curly.
Like hell they didn't. I got a good set of balls.
Yeah, but one of them just wanders off every once in a while.
I know, but...
Robert, what else does it say?
All right, it says, why are my balls missing? Overview.
Yes.
An undescended testicle or cryptorchidism is a testicle that hasn't moved into its proper position in the bag of the skin hanging below the penis.
So sad.
Now, you've had both of your balls hanging down there before, right?
Of course, yes. They're both hanging around most of the time. Then that every once in a while, one is gone.
So it's not that your ball never moved down.
Right.
Yours just disappears and then reappears, correct?
Yes, that's what happens.
Maybe your ball wanders off and is hiding up your asshole.
What the fuck do you mean?
Have you ever checked up your asshole?
No, I've never checked in my asshole to see if the ball is hiding in there. Come on.
Well,
how's the ball going to go up the asshole?
Well, maybe there's a secret little passage.
A secret passage.
From the sack up to the asshole. Who the hell knows how you were made?
I was made just like you.
Maybe you have a fistula down there.
A fistula?
Yes, a fistula.
What the fuck?
It's a tunnel between your asshole and maybe your ball sack. Who knows?
Robert, can you find out what a fistula is, please?
Yeah, please, Robert.
Maybe I have a fistula. Who the hell knows?
You could.
Well, I looked it up and it says anal fistula is an infected tunnel between the skin and the anus.
Oh.
You know? So if you had one of those, if your ball went up the tunnel, it would come out your asshole.
Right.
So I don't think it's an anal fistula.
Are there other kinds of fistulas?
Well, there is also an obstetric fistula.
Maybe I have that one.
I don't think you have that one because that's an abnormal connection between the rectum and the vagina.
Yeah, you don't have a pussy now. Do you, Curly?
No, I don't have a pussy. What's the matter with you?
Well, I've never seen you naked. I don't know what you got down there.
I think you have TRS, but it's not the kind they're talking about here where...
Yeah. you know, it happens before your balls drop.
Well, yeah, my balls did drop and have been with me all of my life, except occasionally one of them wanders off.
But you have three balls down there. One of them is the artificial little pump.
That's right.
Right,
yes.
For your implant.
Implant,
for
yes.
Because you couldn't get your...
Little curly?
Little curly up, so
exactly.
You have to pump them up because they have the pump installed, right?
Well, that was because of my... Priapus syndrome when I overdosed on those BEPs.
BEPs? What's that?
BEPs are boner enhancement pills.
Boner enhancement pills.
Yeah, otherwise known as Cialis or yes, Viagra yes. And all that, except you got a hold of some knockoff pills mm-hmm. that were made out of...
ground up old donkey balls.
No, they were not ground up old donkey balls. It was just, one of those... herbal boner pills.
Ah, the herbal ones. Those are always dangerous. You don't know what's in them. By the way, when was the last time that one of the boys took a hike?
Well, it was last night.
Last night?
Yeah, last night. Oh. Honey was asleep. I was watching a little TV and started scratching down there, and all of a sudden... there was only one. And you get a little alarmed. Looked around for a while, didn't find it. Mm-hmm. And then a couple of seconds later, voila, there it was.
There it was.
Came back.
Maybe you have a trans-dimensional ball. It goes into another dimension.
Yeah. It
wanders off into space. In the future.
Yes, my ball goes into a black hole.
You don't know.
Well, just as long as it comes back where it came from.
Of course,
right.
Yes.
You know, what if it came back between your eyes? What? You wind up with two eyes with a ball in
there. Yeah. Hey, Curly, what's that ball doing between your
well,
eyes?
So far, it's been confined to just the sack area.
Oh, okay. The sack, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe one of these days I'll figure out where it goes.
Well, if you find out where its hiding place is, let us know.
Oh, I will alert you immediately. But I just thought maybe one of you are having the same problem.
My boys stay at home all the time.
Yeah, might as well. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Angry Old Man podcast. My name is Robert Q. Lichtenstein. The man with the disappearing ball.
Come on.
None other than Curly Fry. Yes.
That's me. Hi, everybody.
And to my immediate right is...
me.
Little Harry Cheeks.
Little Harry Cheeks is present and accounted for.
Yeah.
And the boys are also accounted for.
Goody, goody for you.
Where is Edna, Robert?
Well, she's, I think she just finished making up the bed and will be taking a shower, and then she'll be joining us. What about Honey, Curly?
Well, she's got a bit of a tummy ache.
That's too bad.
This morning.
Maybe she's got COVID.
Yeah, you sure about that?
No, it's not COVID. She didn't test, but...
Well, if she didn't test, how would you know?
Yeah.
It's not COVID, I'm telling you. I know.
There's a lot of COVID around Belaterra Mobile Home Park Estates.
Yeah, but nobody is admitting that.
Well, that's because COVID is the new... gonorrhea.
Yes.
Nobody wants to catch gonorrhea from
that's
you.
That's right. And you and Edna disappeared.
Yeah, but I told you guys we had COVID.
But it wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't bad at all.
Yeah.
Like a regular cold.
Yeah.
Our temperature went up to about 99 a couple of times, but then it went back down.
Right.
So we stayed away from everybody because we didn't want them to catch it from
us. Of course. That's what you got to do. Just stay away from everybody.
Yeah, of course. You don't want to, you know, be the cause of someone else's getting ill.
Yeah, we used to cough and sneeze around each other all the time with regular colds, but...
Yeah.
So why didn't Honey test herself?
I told you she doesn't have COVID.
How can you be sure that she doesn't
She doesn't have COVID, okay? That's all there is to it.
Well, so what the hell are you being so evasive?
Well,
you know, if she doesn't have it...
She doesn't have it.
What does she have? Why are you being so coy, Roy?
Well, if you really must know, it's...
Well, we're concerned.
Rather embarrassing, so I don't think I should say anything.
What do you think? We're going to laugh or something?
Yes, you're going to laugh. I know you.
Did we ever laugh when you told us not to laugh, huh?
Every single time.
Every single time.
That's right. Every time I tell you, please don't laugh if I tell you this, and then you just start laughing right away.
Well, Curly, now you got me worried about Honey. Really, seriously.
Well,
what's going on?
Well, last night we were watching The 90 Day Fiancé. Fiancé.
90-Day Fiancé.
Goodie.
Yes, the 90-Day Fiancé. She is really crazy about that show, and I've got no choice but to watch with her.
Mm-hmm.
So she got a little hungry, and I remembered that we had a frozen pizza in the freezer.
Okay, a frozen pizza.
And I asked her, I said, you want some frozen pizza? And she said, go ahead and, you know, put it in the oven. I did.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had most of that stupid pizza. I wasn't hungry, so I think I might have eaten two slices, and she had the rest of it.
Yeah.
And, excuse me.
It's a lot of pizza.
All of a sudden, her stomach started to hurt. And,
from all the pizza.
So far, nothing embarrassing or funny about eating some pizza.
Well, truth be told, she got constipated. But don't laugh, man. I told you.
I'm sorry. I just snickered. That's all.
Yeah, he just snickered.
No,
that's
he wasn't.
Was. So, okay. So she's constipated.
Yes. And then, she's got hemorrhoids. Cheeks, I swear to God, man.
Harry, please, don't laugh. This is serious. So she's got hemorrhoids.
Yeah. Well, yes, and then all of it went south from there.
Well, when you say south, does that mean that it...
Well, her hemorrhoids are bleeding now, okay? And she's got a problem down there, but...
So did she get rid of the pizza yet, or is she still constipated?
No, she's still trying to get rid of the damn pizza. Oh. And then while trying to push, the hemorrhoids are just bleeding. And
I hope nobody is eating a steak sandwich.
Yes, guys.
This is not very conducive to a hearty appetite.
Not conducive.
Well,
at all.
You asked me, okay? You forced it out of me, and I told you.
Robert, Edna keeps calling you from the bathroom.
Yeah, honey, what is it?
Who's got bleeding hemorrhoids now?
Now, see what you did?
Nobody. Nobody's got bleeding hemorrhoids.
Are your hemorrhoids bleeding?
Not anymore.
But I heard you talking about bleeding hemorrhoids.
Well, we were talking about honey.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Curly.
It's okay, Edna.
Hope you feel better.
You too.
Do you have any preparation at your home?
Yes, we've got plenty of it. Thank you.
Well, if you run out, Robert has a whole bunch here at home.
See, I told you guys, I didn't want to talk about this because this was embarrassing.
There is nothing to be embarrassed about.
That's right.
I know. I talk about every aspect of my life
here.
So just do me a favor when... honey gets here, don't mention anything about this.
Of course,
okay?
Because
she didn't want me to talk about it, and I don't want to get in trouble with
her. Yeah, I won't bring it up.
Me neither. I'm not going to say a word to her.
Can we switch the topic right now?
Yes, please. Let's switch the topic.
Yeah, let's switch.
Today, we are going to finally wish Marcia Pilazzi a very happy birthday.
Oh, that's great. It's about time, man.
As you know, we've been forgetting to wish her a happy birthday since March the 7th.
In case you don't know, Marcia Pilazzi was the very first person to like the Angry Old Man podcast. Facebook
and
page.
As a result, we've always been celebrating her birthday, but for some reason this year, we've been forgetting for 4 months now.
Yeah.
So today, we will be wishing her a very happy birthday. In fact, Enos and the Love Spuds have composed a brand new happy belated birthday song for Marcia. So that's coming up.
Robert, Edna is calling you. Yeah.
What is it, honey?
Did I just hear you mention that Enos is coming down here?
Turn the water off. I can't hear what you're saying.
What?
Turn the damn water off.
Hang on. I can't hear you because the water's too loud.
That's what I said. Turn the damn water off.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. The water was too loud.
Yes, I know.
Now, what was that you said about Enos and the Love Spots? They're coming down here. I hope.
Well, they are. They have to sing happy belated birthday to Marcia Pilazzi, okay?
Oh, I hate that fat son of a bitch.
I know you do, but there is no other way around it. He has to sing, and that's all there is to it.
He's going to ruin my day.
I know, but what's all that dripping in there?
The bathtub faucet. faucet is dripping again. You gotta get it fixed.
Yeah, I know. I'll get to it as soon as I fix the squeaking door, okay?
Yeah, that'll be never.
She knows you too well.
Well, I'm not a handyman. I don't know how to fix that stuff.
You should call Handy Randy.
Oh, no, not fucking Handy Randy again, man.
Handy Randy is a great handyman. He fixes everything around my house.
Yeah, he's about as handy as Robert is.
He fixes everything around my house.
He almost ripped me off for $500.
What are you talking about? He tried to rip you off.
Remember a couple of months ago, I got a spoon stuck in the garbage disposal.
Well, vaguely, but yes.
And I asked you if I could borrow your garbage disposal tool that goes underneath it, and then you turn it and try to dislodge the spoon, remember?
Yeah, so what?
And you told me you didn't have one, but that I should call your Handy Randy, and that he would come over and get that spoon out of my garbage disposal, remember?
Yes, I remember. So what happened?
Well, Handy Randy came over. He didn't have that stupid tool.
Yeah.
So he said, well, you know, I'm going to have to take the whole garbage disposal out.
He couldn't just reach in and yank the spoon out?
No, he couldn't. He got fat hands.
Don't make fun of the gentleman's girth, okay?
I'm not making fun of his girth. He's just got fat hands, and he's fat, too.
He's fat.
Handy Randy is huge.
He's hefty.
And he's pretty randy sometimes.
Well, now you're making fun of the way the gentleman smells.
Not only does he stink, but his pants fall down, and you can see all that butt cleavage down there as he's rolling around your kitchen.
All right, so Handy Randy's got fat hands, and he couldn't get his hand into the garbage disposal.
He couldn't.
Is that what you're saying?
No, he couldn't, shove his hand through the hole. So he said, I got to go to my car and bring the car jack.
The car jack?
Yeah, the jack that you use to jack your car up with when you have a flat tire. Right.
Why would he need a car jack with your garbage disposal?
Well, he says he needs to hold it in place while he unscrews it. So he goes to, jack it up. He's jacking it up, and he jacked it up a little too much.
What do you mean?
Well, the whole fucking sink, the countertop, everything came out along with the garbage disposal.
Everything came out.
Yeah, the cocksucker ripped everything out.
What about the spoon? Did the spoon come out?
Nope.
Nope.
The fucking spoon remained in the garbage disposal, and Randy is looking at wiping his sweat off, and he's looking and said, oh, shit, it's going to cost you about $500 to get everything back in place.
What did you tell him?
I said, $500? You're the one that fucked everything up. Why is it going to cost me $500?
Yeah.
It's going to cost you $500 because I didn't tell you to go use the car jack to lift up the garbage disposal.
What did he say?
Well, he said, I didn't see the whole thing going up. I was trying to, get to the fucking spoon for you. And I said, well, the spoon is still in there. The only thing that's out is my garbage disposal, the sink, and the countertop. It's up in the air now.
So did he fix it?
Well, he tried. He was pounding everything back into place and kind of all fit back in, but I had to go down to Home Depot and get some caulking to seal everything up so that it wouldn't leak, down below in the cupboard.
So did he ever get the spoon out?
No, he never got the fucking spoon out.
He never got it out?
No, he never did.
Did he charge you anything?
He tried to charge me $125 for the house call.
Did you pay him?
I just chased his ass out of my house. I said, get the fuck out of here, you fat ass.
Well, I'm really surprised that you had this experience with Handy Randy, because I've used them for years, and I've never had a problem like this.
Well, you're lucky.
He always fixes everything that I have a problem with.
So, Cheeks, is the spoon still in your garbage disposal?
No, I got it out.
You got it out?
Yeah, I went over to Widow Chovy's house, and she happened to have that tool, and I jerked it back and forth a little bit, and the spoon came out.
So you would not recommend Handy Randy?
Hell no, I wouldn't.
Well, I would recommend him highly, because he's done a great job for me.
Robert, why don't you call Handy Randy? Maybe he can fix all that stuff for you,
No, I'm not going to call Handy Randy, because this is Frank's mobile home, and he should be fixing everything.
Yeah.
Well, you should call Handy Randy. He fixes it, gives you the bill, and then you give the bill to Frank.
And Frank would say, fuck you, Handy Randy. I didn't authorize any fixing around here.
No.
And then I'm stuck with Handy Randy and his bill.
I would bet you money that his name is not even Randy.
How would you know what his real name is? I saw his business card, and it said Handy Randy on it.
He is a Handy Randy as much as I am Scary Harry.
Scary Harry?
It's because Randy rhymes with Handy,
yeah,
and Harry rhymes with Scary.
So he just changed his name because it rhymes.
I think that would be a safe bet.
I don't think he even changed his name. He just took that name because there are Handy Randys all over the country.
Oh, yeah?
If you look it up anywhere, Salt Lake City.
So what?
There is a Handy Randy there. There are Handy Randys everywhere. And they're all fat, smelly, and they like to show their butt cleavage.
You think there is a Handy Dandy?
Well, that's a gay handy man.
But don't be a homophobe now, okay?
I'm not a homophobe, man. You don't think there's
a what?
A gay handyman. Is that what you're saying?
And he's known as Handy Dandy. Is that what you're saying?
Well, he could call himself Handy Dandy. Why not?
I think you're being a little homophobic.
And
now.
I think you're full of shit. How about that?
I'm full of shit. Off the topic here. Let's move on.
I'm just sick and tired of, you know, you can't say anything anymore without somebody saying, you're a fucking homophobe. You're a racist. You're this, you're that.
Well,
you know, I'm so happy that I'm an old man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be leaving this shit behind very soon.
Right.
Because everybody's so damn thin-skinned these days. You can't say anything anymore without pissing somebody off.
Well, and what pisses you off?
Fucking Handy Randy. That's who pisses me off.
All right, so what were we talking about before Handy Randy came into the picture?
I think we were talking about Marsha Pelosi, wishing her a very happy birthday, which we missed.
Now, we don't know if Marsha is still following us. It looks like she's not.
Oh,
not? She's not following us, and we don't even know if she's listening to us any longer. And if she is, we'd love to hear from her, but because we really do appreciate her being our first love.
Yeah, we do.
And,
well, if she's not listening to us, we'll still keep the tradition going. It's an annual event here.
Of course it is.
On the Angry Old Man podcast, and we will commemorate that very first like on our Facebook. And we have a bunch of people following us now.
Right.
We've been posting a lot of funny little memes and different jokes.
Yeah.
So if you do get a chance to check out Angry Old Man Podcast on Facebook.
Please do.
Check it out. We are there and love to hear from
you. We'd also appreciate if you could buy us a cup of coffee if you'd like to. That's on the Angry Old Man Podcast website.
Uh-huh.
Which is www.angryoldmanpodcast.com. So if you're feeling, you know, a bit...
frisky?
No, not frisky. If you're feeling generous.
Generous, yeah.
Yes, generous. Click on the donate button, and you can buy us a cup of coffee like that. We'd appreciate it.
Yeah, or a brand new donut for Curly to sit on.
No, that would be honey.
Guys.
Oh, no, yeah, that's right, honey. Honey could use a brand new donut to sit on.
Didn't I tell you not to bring that up again?
Yeah, you did.
Didn't I give you that bit of information? And confidence.
You did.
I don't want honey to find out that I told you about her hemorrhoids, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking.
But it wasn't you. It was him.
Oh, yeah.
Cheeks is the one that brought it up.
Yeah, I guess it
Come
was.
Come on, man. Just, you know.
I'm sorry.
Ixnay on the hemorrhoidae.
Ixnay on the hemorrhoidae.
Yes. Ixnay. Ixnay.
Okay.
Okay.
Ixnay is the word.
So what's all the Ixnay about?
Well, I told him about honey's hemorrhoids in confidence, and they're blabbing about it.
Well,
forgot. So I want to make sure that we don't say anything to her. She'll be really upset if she finds out.
You don't think these two idiots are going to say anything, do you?
Well, I'm counting on it because I'm going to get in trouble if they do say something.
We're not going to say anything. That's all there is to it.
I'm not going to say nothing.
By the way, Robert, Dick called you earlier.
Who?
Dick Burns, you know, Richard.
Oh, Richard. Yeah, okay. Of Richard and Regina.
Yes, Richard and Regina.
Did he say what he wanted?
Yeah, he said that he had a very funny joke.
Joke?
He'd like to share with you on the podcast.
So he's into joke telling.
Well, he just told me that he had a funny joke for you to give him a call.
Okay. Yeah, give him a call, Robert.
You know, we haven't heard from him or his mother in a long, long time.
No, we haven't.
Yeah. Might be fun to hear from them again.
But she is a nutcase, you know.
Funny.
It takes me forever to get him on the phone.
Well, you know, if you spend that much time with him, you'd be nuts,
Come
too.
Come on, go ahead and call him.
All right, let's see.
Poor Richard.
Find out what he's got for a joke. God, I hope she doesn't answer.
I hope she does.
Me too.
It's always a treat.
Yeah, she is.
Now you're going to get it, or do you want me to get it?
Hello.
Oh, shit.
What do you mean, oh, shit?
Nothing. I misspoke. I'm sorry. Is this Regina?
You want to see my vagina?
No, I didn't say I wanted to see your vagina. I said, is this vagina?
I heard what you said.
Well, you heard wrong.
Don't you raise your voice at me.
I'm sorry.
And I don't care if you have a big dong.
Big dong? I didn't say I had a big dong.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I said that you were hearing things wrong.
I heard what you said to me.
Well, you heard wrong.
Mom, that's for me.
Richard.
No, it's not. This pervert wants to know if I'm wearing a thong.
No, I don't. I could care less what you're wearing. I just want to talk to your son, Richard.
Who?
Your son, Dick.
I don't want to know about your dick. What's the matter with you?
I'm not talking about my dick. I'm talking about your dick.
I don't have a dick, you son of a bitch.
Mom, I think that's for me.
No, it's an obscene phone call. Some guy wants to know about my dick. The bastard.
Mom, will you stop swearing?
What do you mean, what am I wearing?
I don't care what you're wearing. I didn't say that.
I tell you didn't, you fucking pervert.
Mom, give him that phone.
No, I want to give him a piece of my mind.
Give it to me.
Here we go.
Give me that phone.
This is my phone.
Fighting.
Let's go, my phone. You hit me in the head.
You were pulling so hard.
You bastard.
You hit yourself. You were pulling so hard. I'm
going to have a well.
No, you won't.
On my forehead.
I'm sorry, but you did it to yourself.
Oh,
you hit.
Go put some ice on it.
I'm sorry, Richard. I didn't mean to cause any trouble for you here.
It's okay, Robert. You know, the problem is she ran out of hearing aid batteries.
Ah, that explains
it. That's what it is.
She ran out of batteries, so she's having a difficult time discerning what someone
says.
Yeah, I say one thing and she hears something else, right?
That is correct.
Who is erect?
I didn't say erect, Mom. I said correct.
No, you didn't.
Please.
I heard you rap.
Go get your hearing aid batteries at Costco.
I don't like Bosco. I never liked Bosco. You know that.
I didn't say Bosco. I said Costco, Mom. Costco.
I heard Bosco.
I'm the one that likes to drink Bosco.
Bosco tastes like shit.
I know.
I like Yoo-Hoo much better.
I'll go get you some Yoo-Hoo in a minute. Let me just finish talking to Robert here, okay?
The pervert.
She's not a pervert.
Yes, he is.
I'm sorry, Robert.
It's all right.
I'm going to lose it one of these days.
This goes on all day like this, huh?
Yes. Now you see why my father went out to get a pack of cigarettes and then he never returned.
That son of a bitch, I hope he gets hit by a bus.
Oh, you heard that, huh?
I sure did, that bastard.
He doesn't need a hearing aid when it comes to my dad.
I guess not.
So, Robert, what were you saying before?
Okay, so you left me a message to call you because you have a funny joke. Is that it?
I think it's pretty funny.
Okay.
As you know, sometimes I'd like to get dressed up as a clown.
Yes, I know that you do like to do that.
I enjoy dressing up as a clown. Some people find them frightening. Others find them entertaining and funny. And I like to dress up.
Yeah, we all know you like to dress up as a clown. Now, what about the joke?
Well, my joke concerns clowns.
Oh, okay.
And it goes something like this. Why don't space aliens like to eat clowns?
I don't know. Why don't space aliens like to eat clowns?
Because they taste funny.
Because they taste funny.
Yes, they taste funny.
That joke
stinks. Robert Kraft, he liked it.
I liked it.
Because he's a pervert.
Oh, you stop it. My joke doesn't stink.
Yes, it does. It stinks. And take off that fucking clown suit. You're scaring the shit out of me.
I don't care. I like it.
Now get off the phone and go get me some Yoo-Hoo.
Fine, I'll go get you some Yoo-Hoo, Robert.
Yeah.
I have to get off.
Okay.
I hope you enjoyed the joke.
Oh, I did. It was fantastic.
Oh, good. Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Go on the phone.
go! I'm hanging up!
Poor Richard.
Oh, my God.
That woman needs some Xanax, because she's too tightly wound up.
Yes, she is.
Must have been all those years without a man.
Yeah, I think her pipes are all clogged up. She needs to have her pipes all cleaned.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she needs a good pipe cleaner.
Don't be so crass, guys. You know, she has her problems.
She does.
Husband went out to get a pack of cigarettes and never returned.
Do you blame him?
Well, I don't know all the circumstances about their relationship.
Yeah.
You know, so I can't make a judgment.
What if Robert went out for a pack of cigarettes and then he never came back? What would you do?
Well, I would call everyone and let them know that I'm having a party.
You're having a party? Come on.
I'm just kidding. Right. You know I would miss you.
Unfortunately, you're stuck with me, sweetheart.
And so are we.
Hey.
Spritzy's going nuts. Who's out there?
Curly, can you take a look, please?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it's Honey.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Honey is coming and walking rather gingerly.
What do you mean she's walking gingerly?
Oh, you know, she's walking on her tippy toes, like a ballerina.
Wouldn't you be?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, because of the hemorrhoids.
But there you go again. Didn't I tell you don't bring up the hemorrhoids?
Yes, don't bring that up.
Jesus Christ, she's not even in here and you're already talking about her hemis.
Ugh. Her hemis?
Yes, her hemis.
She calls her hemorrhoids her hemis.
Yes,
that's what ladies call them, their hemis.
Robert, Edna.
It's open, honey. Come on in, please.
Come on in, sweetheart.
That door is going to be the death of me.
We got to do something about that door.
That door is about as sexy as Handy Randy.
Oh,
and you should call him because he would fix that door for you like he has fixed many things around our home.
Okay, we'll get to Handy Randy in a moment. Hi, honey. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing okay, Edna. Hope you are also. Let me just sit down.
I am.
Carefully.
Well, what's wrong, honey? Why are you having difficulty sitting down?
Cheeks, mind your own damn business, okay?
I'm just concerned about her, that's
I'm
all.
I'm sure you are. Good to see you, sweetheart. Are you feeling better?
I am feeling very well. Thank you so much, love of my life.
Oh.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, honey.
Hey, honey.
Good to see you. I'm glad you could join us.
Oh, thank you, Robert. I'm so happy to be here with you as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I love to participate in the podcast here.
We love
it. You should definitely do something about that door.
I was telling them about Handy Randy earlier.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. Cheeks didn't have a very good experience with him, but as you know, we did. He fixed everything around our house.
Yes, outside of that rotund body of his and the butt cleavage.
Butt cleavage.
The smell and everything else that goes along with Handy Randy.
Right.
He is an excellent handyman.
He's fixed everything that you guys ever had.
Everything.
Every single thing we ever gave him.
Wow.
In fact, I had an old vibrator.
Honey, don't tell him about the vibrator.
I did. Okay, I had a vibrator that wasn't
working. That's very personal, honey.
Hey, if she wants to tell us about her vibrator, let her tell us about her vibrator.
But that's a personal instrument, man.
Yes.
I don't want her talking about personal stuff.
Yeah, but we talked about that earlier. We said nothing is off limits here. So if she wants to talk about her vibrator, let her talk about it.
It's personal, man. But what if Edna had a vibrator. Would you let her talk about it?
Edna doesn't have a vibrator.
Yes, I do.
You have a vibrator.
Yes, I have a vibrator.
Well, I never saw you use it.
That's because you're never home when I'm using it.
You're using it when I'm not at home.
Yes, that's when I use it.
Why in the hell would you need a vibrator?
You want to get into it now?
No, I don't want to get into it now. Come on, let's just talk about it.
Well, why the hell don't you want to get into it now? You want it to Curly and Honey talk about Honey's vibrator. Why don't you want to get into
it? Would you want to talk about Rosie and her vibrator?
Rosie doesn't have a vibrator.
Oh, yes, she does, and it's a huge one.
She has a huge one.
Yes, it's huge, and it's black.
I think I'm going to faint. What the fuck is going on here?
Well,
it's that everybody has a vibrator, and I have a trouble getting a hard out.
And therein lies the answer.
The answer? What answer?
The reason for all the vibrators, that's
why. Well, we all had prostate cancer.
cancer. Yeah, and as a result, we have a hard time getting a heart
out.
And you had to march out and get yourself a vibrator right away.
Well, as someone once told me, you can feed it hay.
Then why don't you use God's vibrator?
What God's vibrator are you talking about?
Your finger.
Well, if you can put a battery in it, I will.
That's not funny, Edna.
It's a little funny.
We're getting emasculated here, and you're making jokes.
It's not Edna's fault. It's Honey's.
You should have just let me speak, Curly.
Well, the cat's out of the bag now, so you might as well tell him how Handy Randy fixed your vibrator.
Honey, did the batteries leak inside? Was that the problem?
No, that wasn't the problem, because this was a plug-in kind, not long a battery.
So what was the problem?
Well, I would get shocked every once in a while. As much as I enjoyed it, I knew that it wasn't good for me.
You would get shocked.
Yeah, sparks would fly, and I just didn't want to catch the bed on fire.
Of course.
So I called Handy Randy. He came over and I said, Handy,
wait a second.
What?
You call him Handy, but Handy is not his first name. His name is Randy.
Right.
He's just Handy, and then he is Randy.
Or Randy.
Right.
You know, I have something very personal that needs fixing.
Right.
And immediately he was grinning from ear to ear.
Fat, smelly fucker.
Curly, stop your jealousy, okay?
He was grinning.
Don't be jealous of Handy Randy. Yeah. He's anything but sexy.
Yeah, but he took your vibrator and took it home with him.
He took it home.
Who the hell knows what he was doing with that fucking vibrator?
Did he really take it home with
him?
Yes,
he said he had all the proper tools with him at home.
Yeah, I bet he had all the proper tools at home.
Stop it, Harry. So he took it home.
Yes, he took it home with him.
Yes.
And when he brought it back, it was like brand new, shiny.
Really?
Yes, it was working better than when I first bought it.
Wow.
He put some sort of a new motor in it. It was wiggling.
Wiggling.
It was amazing. It really was. He even put a remote control on it.
A remote control, huh?
Yes, a remote.
So Curly can operate it.
Shut the hell up, Robert, okay?
Curly,
does yours wiggle? No, it doesn't.
I can make mine wiggle.
She's going to kick you in the balls, and we'll see how you can wiggle that.
We're not just kidding around.
Just
stop. All right, boys, let's knock it off.
Yeah.
So what did we learn today?
I don't know, Edna. What did we learn?
Yes. What we just learned was all the ladies in the Belaterra Mobile Home Park Estates have a vibrator.
Yes.
And Handy Andy.
Who the hell is Handy Andy?
I mean Handy Randy.
Randy.
Handy Randy not only can fix vibrators, he can also fix our front door. That's what we've learned.
Yes, and we also learned that Cheeks can wiggle his.
Yes, I've got a wiggler.
Well, goody goody for you, Cheeks. Can we just change the topic now, Robert? I'm getting a little exhausted from this topic.
Robert, do you want to tell them about all the emails we've been getting?
Okay, I will.
What emails are you talking about?
Well, the emails about the catalytic converter, which we talked about in our last episode here.
Oh, yes.
And people are asking questions, Curly.
They're asking questions?
Yes, they are. Here's an email from Harold Mooney and his wife, Ellie.
Wait a second. His name is Harold Mooney.
That's correct.
And his wife's name is Ellie.
Exactly, Ellie.
Well, that's ironic.
How is that ironic, Curly?
Her name is very ironic.
Why the hell is always everything so ironic with you?
Well, her first name is Ellie, and her last name is Mooney.
Right.
You don't see the irony in it.
No, I don't see any irony.
Now, how about Widow Chovy?
What about Widow Chovy?
Well, her first name is Anne, and their last name is Chovy. Do you see the irony there?
No, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. What irony? Well, the guy's name was Harold, and last name is Mooney. Well, where is the irony there?
Well, there is no irony in his name.
And why not his name? Huh?
Yeah. Because his name is Harold.
Then why is her name ironic?
Well, because she is Ellie, and then her last name is Mooney, and his name is Harold Mooney.
What about the song Mooney Mooney?
Yeah.
Is there irony in that?
Yeah, where's the irony in Mooney Mooney, you know? The song.
Hey, it's in your ass, man. You guys are screwing with me. That's what's happening.
No, we're not.
You just keep bringing up all this irony bullshit with people's names, and I don't know what you're talking about.
Me neither.
But this email is from Harold Mooney and his wife, Ellie, and they are in Des Moines, Iowa.
Isn't that where we have all those listeners, the most listeners, I think, in the world?
That's true.
Are in Des Moines, Iowa.
I don't think they're all in Des Moines, Harry. They could be all over Iowa, but perhaps the biggest number in Des Moines.
Well, yes, I believe that they're all over Iowa. Perhaps the largest contingent is in Des Moines, because that is the
contingent.
Capital city of Iowa, and I would imagine that the largest number of listeners may be in Des Moines.
Do you find that ironic?
Oh, screw you, Jesus. You're just screwing with me now. Come on, knock it off. Robert, please continue with the email.
Okay, so Harold and Ellie write, Dear Curly, if the objective of the cowlytic converter is to collect and safely ignite the methane that comes out of a cow's or bull's rectum, then
yes.
Why not install a small pilot light or igniter, much like the kind you find in a gas water heater or ovens,
but under a cow's or bull's tail,
instead of shoving a 2-foot-long pipe with a trumpet on the end of it into the cow's asshole? Sincerely, Harold and Ellie.
Did they write asshole?
Here, take a look for yourself.
Well, they didn't the first time. You know, they said rectum and then they...
Well, they did it this time.
Well, they don't have any decorum either.
Okay, so what do you say to Harold and Ellie Mooney about that, Curly?
Harold, that is a very good question.
That was a good question?
Oh, yes, that is a very good question.
Uh-huh.
And the reason they did not install a little pilot light, because they tried it at the very beginning, but with negative results.
What negative results, Curly?
Yeah.
Well, they did install the pilot light right underneath the cow's...
rectum.
Rectum, yes. But what happened was, when the cow expelled the methane gas, the flame was so big that it caught the cow's
asshole on fire.
Not asshole!
I'm sorry, I forgot.
Come on, now you first.
Well, I'm sorry, I got caught up in the moment.
You forgot.
And I didn't say rectum. I apologize.
Well, I can see Cheeks doing it, but you...
I said I was sorry.
We have to have some decorum here, man.
Again, I apologize. Rectum.
Thank you.
Okay, so exactly what caught on fire once the pilot light lit up?
Yeah. The tail. The tail's all caught on fire and burnt off all the hair. All there was left was just a little meaty stick.
A little meaty stick?
That's what it looked like.
Well, it looks like a stick, but there's no meat on it.
Well,
there is no meat on a cow's tail.
Yes,
you
right.
know, it's mostly cartilage.
Mostly cartilage, but everything got burned off. Yes, everything was burnt off. It was useless. They couldn't swap themselves, you know, because of all the flies running around. And
wait a second. The flies were running around?
Yes, the flies were running
around. No, you mean the flies were flying around, because the name fly implies that that they, in fact, fly and not run around.
Exactly.
Okay. Yes, but once they land, they don't skip around or fly around. They run around the cow.
They also walk.
Well, yes, they also walk around the cow.
And how do you know they don't skip around the cow as well?
Yeah, honey, have you ever seen a fly skipping around?
Well, just because I haven't seen...
Well, they don't. They just either fly, walk, or, you know, are lying on their back dead.
Are they always on their back dead? They couldn't be dead face down?
Well, yes, they could be dead face down, but we are getting away from the top. Now,
yes, we are getting away from the topic. Let's leave the flies dead lying on their back or face.
Yes,
so
of course. So
let's get back to the poor cows and bulls farting and their tails catching on fire, right?
Please, Edna, let's say flatulence, not farting, okay?
I beg your pardon,
all
Curly.
Right.
So, Curly, if the tail caught on fire, wouldn't the rectum catch on fire as well?
Well, yes.
Of course it had to catch on
fire. Yes, everything was on fire.
Well, what about the cow's pussy. Stop laughing, Curly.
Curly, you're laughing. Stop laughing.
Yeah, well, get serious here. The poor cow's pussy was on fire, and you're laughing.
You caught me by surprise. You were talking about the rectum being on
fire. Well,
the
pussy is also under the tail down there, you know, right below the asshole, so
rectum.
Everything must have caught on fire.
Well, yes, everything was on fire. The asshole, the pussy, everything was on fire.
You're always jumping on us. Well, where is your decorum now?
Yeah, when he laughs, there's no decorum anymore.
Well, you've caught me by surprise, you know, by talking about that cow's pussy was on fire.
Well, logically speaking, if there is a fire on the tail, the pussy and the asshole had to be burned.
That's right.
And therefore, they probably had a difficult time pissing and crapping.
Not pissing and crapping. Evacuating.
Evacuating, sorry.
Girlie, so that means if the cow's pussy was burned, it means that the cow could not receive the bull.
Yeah.
What do you mean it couldn't receive the bull?
Receive the bull, you know, to mate with the bull to make a cat.
Well, of course she couldn't receive the bull. What if your pussy was...
Curly.
Would you be able to receive the bull?
Stop laughing, Curly. It's not funny.
But fine,
what about
sorry.
The bull's balls? Did they ever catch on fire?
Well, no, not the bull's balls, because, you know, they are much lower. They hang down there between the legs, so the legs are protecting it. And the flame naturally goes up.
Goes up.
You know, it came out and woof, it went up.
Woof. The flame went up in the air.
Upwards on fire.
Yeah, so that means that the bull's dick was also safe,
well,
right?
Well, yes, it's all tucked nicely underneath, and there's no flame going downwards.
Well, that's very reassuring to hear. So what you're saying is that in those early tests, they discovered that they had a hard time evacuating.
Yes, they had a difficult time evacuating, and that's why Cowlitic Converter 2.0 was modified quite a bit.
When you say modified, what do you mean by that?
Well, instead of a single 4-foot-long pipe, about 4 inches in diameter, with a trumpet on the end of it, they went to two pipes. With you know, a trumpet on the end, sort of resemble the kind of rifle that Porky Pig used in the cartoons when he was hunting the Quasi Rabbit.
Yeah, but he never shoved that those two pipes up the rabbit's ass. He was just trying to shoot the rabbit.
Be serious, will you? I was merely giving you an example what the new cowlitic converter looks like.
Well, that's a hell of an example. Porky Pig going after a bunny rabbit.
So they modeled it after Porky Pig's gun.
No, they didn't model it after Porky Pig's gun.
But you're the one that brought up Porky Pig and his gun. We didn't bring it up.
Well, that's what came to my mind.
I'm sorry, Curly, but Porky Pig had a gun that looked like a musket.
Well, I know.
It had that, you know, wide opening, but it was only a single barrel.
Yes, Porky Pig only had a single barrel gun, so forget what I said about Porky Pig, okay? Forget Porky Pig.
And it wasn't Porky Pig after all.
It wasn't Porky Pig.
No, it wasn't Porky Pig that was hunting a bunny rabbit.
Then who the hell was it?
It was Elmer Fudd.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. He was the one who was saying, oh, that Quasi Rabbit. I'm going to catch me some Quasi Rabbit.
That was Elmer Fudd.
Ibbity, I'm going to go shoot bunny rabbit.
Well, then who the hell was Porky Pig always after?
His girlfriend, Petunia.
That's right, and his best friend was Plucky Duck.
I love Porky Pig and Plucky Duck.
Me too.
All right, the hell with Plucky Duck and Petunia. Let's get back to Cowlitic Converter 2.0, please.
You brought him up, Curly.
I know, Edna. I brought him up, but I'm sorry. We went down the wrong rabbit hole. Pardon the pun.
What pun?
You know, Bugs Bunny.
You brought up Porky Pig instead of Elmer Fudd, and now you're bringing up Bugs Bunny.
I'm not bringing up Bugs Bunny. What I'm saying is we're going down the wrong rabbit hole, and Bugs Bunny is a rabbit.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't much of a pun, let's get back to what we were talking
about. Okay, Curly, so what you're saying is Cowlitic Converter 2.0 now resembles a double-barrel shotgun, correct?
That is correct. It resembles a double-barrel shotgun with the bell or the funnel.
Trumpet?
Yeah, trumpet at the end of it where the speaker would go for you to be able to hear opera music coming out of the cows and bulls' rectum.
So what was the purpose for the second pipe?
Well, the reason for that was twofold.
Okay.
The second pipe has a dual function.
Oh, a dual function.
Yeah, the main function is for the bull and the cow to be able to evacuate properly.
Yes. That's nice. Yes. What's the secondary function of the second pipe?
Well, the secondary function is to discourage theft.
To discourage theft?
Yes. As you recall, they were stealing the catalytic converters because of the palladium, just like the catalytic converters in cars.
I'll be damned.
And then they extract the palladium from inside and sell it for about $2,000.
Okay, so how does installing the second pipe prevent someone from stealing the catalytic converter?
Well, I'll tell you. First of all, you have to type in the special password for the catalytic converter to be able to be removed properly out of the animal.
So they probably put a keypad right there on a cow's ass, right?
Not on the cow's ass. It's on your iPhone or iPad. There's an app.
There's an app available for that?
Yes, at the App Store or the Google Store. You can download it, and then you can, you know, if you know the proper password, you punch it in, and the catalytic converter just slips right out.
Slips right out.
Now, what happens if somebody is trying to forcibly remove the catalytic converter?
Well, about 10 gallons of liquefied bullshit just shoots right out the pipe and covers the thief from head to toe with this mixture of liquefied bullshit and crazy glue.
Liquefied bullshit and crazy glue.
Exactly.
Why the crazy glue?
Well, you know when robbers steal money from banks, and when they take the money, they also put those exploding ink little bombs that go all over them, and then the ink sticks to them and all over the money, and everything becomes worthless. Mm-hmm. Plus, they are covered now in that ink, and they can be easily identified.
So the bullshit sticks to them too, right?
That is correct. The bullshit sticks all over them, and so they are easily identified as the catalytic converter thief.
That is ingenious. Yep. Just cover them with bullshit, and you can easily pick them
out. You know, I bet you a lot of our listeners right now probably think that we got covered with bullshit and crazy glue. Because
why would you say that?
This story is very difficult to believe, but
yes,
Curly, you were there.
I was.
When catalytic converter 1.0 was introduced, and you actually filmed it with your iPhone.
I most certainly did. Not only was I there, Honey was there as well, right, Honey?
I was, and I was amazed as well. It was a sight to behold, to be up there in the pasture and rolling hills of Northern California, and to see this amazing demonstration.
Well, you know, I went back into our archives and I picked out that clip, that demonstration that you shared with us, Curly, and I think we should replay that one more time before you share with us the demonstration of the catalytic converter version 2.0, which I believe is taking place next week, right? You're going up there again?
Yes, we are going up there again to view this new demonstration.
Uh-huh.
There will be a camera crew, and we will capture everything in HD quality material to bring it back and share it with you here.
Well, that's good. Now, this goes back to episode 175, which was in January 12th of 2017.
Wow. Has it been 5.5 years already?
Wow, how time flies.
It sure does. So here we go back to episode 175, January 12th, 2017.
Curly, honey, why don't you play it for them?
Yes, please.
Let them hear it for themselves.
All right. I'd love to hear it.
Well, I would love to see it.
Hook up my iPhone to the your mixing board there. Can you give me a wire?
Oh, yeah, here.
Okay, here you go. Wire, and I'll just plug it in here into the jack.
Turn it a little bit so I can see it.
Let me just see if I can find the video. I have so much stuff here.
Turn it.
So
there it is. Right there.
I want to see it too.
Yeah.
All
right.
Okay.
Here we go.
We are out here in a field full of cows. There's a cow right there.
Beautiful cow.
There's a crow.
Are they going to stick anything up the crow's ass?
No, they're not going to stick anything up the crow's ass.
I just wanted to know.
What's the matter with you, Harry? They're doing it for the cows. They're approaching the cow right now.
Yeah.
We are first going to hear a fart from a cow to show you.
Okay.
So that you can tell what a cow fart sounds like and then what it's going to sound like afterwards.
Okay.
Here it goes.
That's a cow fart.
That is a cow fart.
That is
a big problem for the environment.
Huge problem.
Yeah. Okay, now they're going to insert the cowlytic converter.
Okay. Are they? Oh, God, they're inserting it.
What's the lubricant they're using? Bacon grease.
Bacon grease.
Yes, bacon grease. And now we should be hearing a beautiful aria come out of a cow's ass.
Just listen.
Oh, my God.
Let's see that.
Sounds angelic.
Now, do you see what I'm talking about?
Beautiful.
And why I decided?
Well, I can't blame you for investing in
it. I know that technology.
Me neither. That was beautiful.
When I heard that, I just went, you know, apeshit over it. And I said, I'm going to invest in this.
But it's not over yet. We have another demonstration that you're going to hear.
Okay. Let's hear it. What? Was that a cow?
No, that was my ex-lover, Horacio, who has a flatulence problem, just like the cows.
Are they going to shove one of those things out of
Robert? Please, come on. Yes. Be serious.
Be serious.
This is a serious demonstration.
Serious.
Right now, what they're going to do is put several cows together.
No.
As you can see.
No. They're going to do that in a moment. First, they get a big Brahma bull
there. Brahma bull.
See the big Brahma bull?
Look at that. It's a mean-looking Brahma bull.
It sure is.
I'm glad I don't have to shove anything up his ass.
Me too. Okay, now they're putting the microphone up to his ass, and you'll be able to hear.
Oh, wow.
Hear that?
Listen to that.
Scary.
Very scary.
Can you imagine what something like that is doing to our environment?
I can.
Multiplied by millions.
A million Brahma bulls doing that.
All right, now the cowlytic converter is being shoved up the Brahma bull's rectum, and here is what it sounds like. It's just lovely.
Beautiful. Yeah, that bull sounds like Andrea Bocelli.
It does.
The vibrato
The vibrato is just out of this world. I can't believe it myself.
Yes, the vibrato.
Beautiful.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. But can you imagine getting a beautiful little picnic basket going to a meadow somewhere?
Wouldn't that be lovely?
All afternoon listen to a Brahma bull fart like that.
It would be very heavenly.
I'm getting goosebumps.
You know, if you close your eyes, it's Andrea Bocelli.
Andrea Bocelli. Yes, it is.
Well, that's not Andrea Bocelli.
No, it is not Andrea Bocelli.
Now, if you think that was great, you watch now. They're lining up all the cows there, all in the row.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yes, they're being lined up much like a choir, a cow choir.
And they're all being inserted with cowlytic converters. Now, listen to what happens when a whole group of cows fart together.
Listen to that.
Oh, my God.
That is beautiful.
How
in the hell did you lose 200 grand with an invention such as that?
There you have it, the original demonstration of the cowlytic converter back in 2017.
Well, you know, it makes all the sense in the world now.
What does?
Well, how it all went down south, you know, because it was a great demonstration.
Right.
And remember the rancher's wife was coming down the meadow with her picnic basket the cowlytic converter blew out of the bull's rectum and took the man's arm with him, slapping the wife in the head. They were planning a nice picnic and listening to beautiful arias coming out of the bulls and the cows.
Well,
but it never happened.
They still may get a chance to do that because Cowlytic Converter 2.0 is coming online. And
very shortly.
That rancher and his wife may still get a chance to enjoy their picnic basket.
Right.
Really?
And a nice afternoon listening to the cows and the bulls.
Well, that will be coming up in the next episode.
Oh, yes. Next episode will be filled with Cowlytic Converter 2.0. Plus, we have some more emails to answer. Correct, Robert?
Yes, that is correct. And right now, we are finally going to wish Marcia Palazzi...
a very happy birthday, a month and 4 months late.
Finally, yes.
But Mama Angelina is not here. She was supposed to be here with the tiramisu cake.
I'm not surprised.
But she's not here.
Well, she's probably pissed off.
Why would she be pissed off?
Well, she baked 4 cakes in the past 4 months, brought them here, and we forgot to wish Marcia a happy birthday. So she has probably given up on us.
Oh, poor Mama.
Why don't you call her, Robert, see if she wants to come over?
No, no, you call her, honey. You can handle her much better than I can. She gets really angry with me and starts calling me names.
Okay, fine.
That's fun.
Dial the number. I'll talk to her.
Is it the cell or the landline?
It's the landline. The cell is Frank's number.
Okay. Let's see here.
I wonder what she's suffering with today.
Hope she's home.
Where else would she be?
Well, she goes out and shops sometimes.
But she doesn't drive.
Well, Frank takes her out shopping.
Not answering. Oh, there she is.
Mama?
Coughing.
Pronto.
Mama, is that you?
It's not the fucking Easter Bunny. That's a
Mama, are you okay?
Who is this?
It's Edna.
Oh, hello, little Edna.
Hi, Mama.
What? I'm dying over here.
What's wrong, Mama?
I got the fucking COVID-17.
No, Mama, that's COVID-19. COVID-19.
I got them all. I got the COVID-17, COVID-19, and the COVID-23.
I've never heard of COVID-23.
Yeah, see, I got the donkey pox, too.
No, you mean monkey pox.
No, mine is a donkey pox.
What does the donkey pox do to
you? It makes me act like a bigger jackass, like you're a husband.
I love you too, Mama.
Oh, fuck yourself,
Mama. Mama, don't be like that. Why are you so angry with Robert?
Well, because I come over to your house 4 times. I bake the tiramisu cake.
I know.
I bring a cake for little Marcia Palau.
I told you.
Yes.
In Australia.
Right.
And what happens?
What?
That's a fat son of a bitch. He forgets.
Mama.
To wish her a very happy birthday.
Mama, we had other things happening at the podcast. And it just slipped his mind.
No, his head is a full of donkey pox.
Yes, sometimes it is. But today we are going to wish Marcia Palazzi a very happy birthday. And we were hoping that you would come by with a cake. But now that you have COVID-17, 19, and 23, I guess we are not going to see you today, right?
Are you nuts? I'm not going to come over there and get everybody sick.
Yes, yes.
So I just want to wish a little Marcia Palazzi a happy birthday, Marcia. And I hope you are healthy in Australia.
Oh. Well, we hope that you get better real soon, okay, Mama?
Oh, I hope so, too. I don't like being sick my whole life.
Ah, you poor thing. Okay, Mama.
Well,
what are we going to do for the cake?
Well, why don't you stick a candle in a Twinkie?
I don't think we have a Twinkie.
Your husband, he's a Twinkie. Shove a candle up his ass and set it on fire.
Well, the Twinkie says to get well soon, and we will talk to you real soon, okay?
Enjoy the candle up your ass, Twinkie.
Bye-bye, Mama.
Bye-bye, Mama.
Bye-bye, little Edna.
Bye, Mama.
Oh,
poor Mama.
She doesn't like me.
She is a piece of work.
Even when she's sick.
Robert, I have to go shopping. Are we about done here for...
Well, time is flying by. We're almost done with the podcast here.
Okay.
And Enos and the Love Spuds are nowhere to be seen.
What time did they say they would be here?
Well, they were supposed to be here over a half hour ago. But
really?
They're not here.
Well, you know, there's always a lot of traffic on I-15 between Vegas and L.A.
Well, they're also driving in that old jalopy station wagon. Maybe it broke down somewhere.
Well, one would hope so.
Now, please don't start that now, okay?
You know, they could have been kidnapped by a motorcycle gang taken out into the desert.
Really?
And are being used as love toys right
now.
Don't see Enos and the Love Spuds being used as love toys. I'm sorry.
One can dream.
Now, please knock that off. Don't do
that. What am I doing?
You know what you're doing.
That almost happened to me one time.
What are you talking about?
I was almost kidnapped by a motorcycle gang like that.
You were almost kidnapped by a motorcycle gang and they were using you as a love toy?
Well, they didn't use me as a love toy.
Why not?
I woke up. What? It was a dream, you know? And then you looked over and saw Curly. Jeez. And thought it was a nightmare.
I swear to God, man, I'm going to pop
Come
you.
On, Curly. He's just screwing with you.
I know, but...
And you're falling for it.
I know, but he just knows how to push my buttons.
I
know,
don't
react.
Just like Edna pushes your buttons.
She pushes my buttons. What buttons?
Yes, Ina's buttons.
Well, what bothers me is that she is so ungrateful when it comes to Enos.
What do you mean I am ungrateful when it comes to Enos?
Well, he writes and performs and records all kinds of music for us.
You call that drivel music?
Yes.
The stuff that he writes and performs is just awful.
No, it's not. He gets paid top dollar up in Vegas for it.
He gets paid top dollar?
Yes.
The man was using his socks to wipe his butt during COVID.
No.
Because he didn't have any money.
It wasn't because he didn't have any money. It was because Costco ran out of toilet paper.
Well, never.
Because everybody was hoarding toilet paper. Don't you remember that?
But he was still using his socks. They were washing their socks and using them.
I just wish you would be a little more gracious, a little more grateful. And
but he is disgusting.
He's coming down all the way from Las Vegas to sing happy belated birthday to Marsha Palazzi, and you're acting like that. That's not very grateful at all or gracious.
I'm not gracious.
Is that him? Yeah,
I think
that
it is.
Oh, crap. Oh, Spritzy's
going
up.
Yeah, that's them.
Yeah, Spritzy is barking, so it's got to be.
It is. Gotta watch for Spritzy.
I hope Spritzy pees all over him.
Stop it.
Oh. Poor Spritzy.
There they go. Screw the shit out of that dog.
You mad, you butt.
Pee on him, Spritzy.
Get away from me.
Dog is going after him.
Hey, Robert, open up, man.
It's open, Enos. Come on in.
Oh, man.
Oh, God, that door.
Yeah, it's not as annoying as someone else, you know?
Stop it, Edna.
Oh, Robert, man. That dog. Whose dog is that, man?
That's Woody Stroker's dog next door.
Did he pee on you?
He peed all over me.
Well, you should know by now that he can squirt up to 10 feet away, so you just gotta stay the hell away from him.
Oh, I forgot, man.
You gotta watch him.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you gotta watch him.
My pants are all wet.
Maybe Edna can wash him off of you a little bit.
Oh, I can't. Our washing machine just broke.
Oh, hello, little Edna. How you doing?
I've had better days.
Oh, that's too bad. And your washing machine just broke, did it?
Just now. Just busted.
Oh, wow. So
not 5 minutes ago, it broke.
Ain't that peculiar?
Very, very peculiar. Yes.
Hello, Ms. Honeydew. Don't start that shit, huh, Miss Honeydew.
Curly, please stop it. Stop the jealousy high, Mr.
That's
Enos.
Not jealous.
It is so good to see you.
Oh, it's always so good to be seen by you.
Enos, my foot is going to see your penis in about 2 seconds.
Curly fries.
If you don't knock that
stop
shit
it.
Off.
Listen to me, Curly Fries. I know Taekwondo.
What in the hell is Taekwondo?
Enos, that's pronounced Taekwondo.
No. When you're not using it, it's called Taekwondo. But when you're using it, it's called Taekwondo.
Oh, it's do when you're doing it.
Yeah, that's right. Taekwondo and Taekwondo.
So where did you learn this Taekwondo?
Well, I learned it in Vegas. Where else?
Of course.
Same guy used to teach Elvis.
Really?
How to Taekwondo.
Uh-huh.
And then he taught me, too. But then we had to quit after the first lesson.
You quit after the first lesson? What happened?
Well, he was an elderly gentleman.
Well, how old was he?
He was about 98.
He was 98?
Well, hell yeah. Elvis would have been 87 now.
Yeah?
And he was 11 years older than Elvis. And Elvis would have been 87 now, so do your math. He was 98.
98, and you had to quit, huh?
Yeah, unfortunately, he sneezed and he broke a hip.
Broke a hip.
That's right. He sneezed and broke a hip, and then couldn't do the do.
They couldn't do the do.
That's right.
Enos, I have a question for you.
Oh, Mr. Jeeks, how you doing? Good to see you, little buddy.
I'm doing fine. It's good to see you as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Enos, I understand that you were taking these Taekwondo lessons because you auditioned for the movie, the big movie on Elvis's life that's out these days.
That's right. I did audition. They came into Vegas and auditioned a bunch of people, and I was one of the first to audition.
And?
But I didn't get the part.
Oh, why didn't they pick you?
Well, they said I was old, fat, and bald.
I've been telling you that for years.
Oh, you're just teasing me now. Come on, you want to see the cobra?
I would rather drink a gallon of COVID juice than see your stupid cobra.
Oh, you are too kind.
Are you still playing at the Jiffy Lube in Vegas?
Well, we are headlining, if that's what you mean.
Yes.
And we play in the main showroom where people wait and listen to us perform.
It's not a showroom. It's a waiting room.
Well, yeah, of course.
Waiting room where people wait to get their cars lubed.
Yeah, but while they're waiting, they get a Las Vegas-style show from us, Enos and the Love Spuds.
All right, well, speaking of the Las Vegas-style show, I guess we're going to get to hear you perform now, the new Happy Birthday.
Happy Belated Birthday.
That's right. It's Happy Belated Birthday to Marcia Pilazzi.
That's right, old Marcia Pilazzi.
It's Marcia Pilazzi, dipshit.
Pilazzi, I'm sorry. I always get the name confused.
Yeah.
Because I used to work with a guy named Bill Pilazzi.
Bill Pilazzi. What did he do?
Well, the man had a really a very strange act.
What kind of an act was it that was so strange?
He used to fart and tap dance.
Fart and tap dance.
That's right. He would fart and tap dance, and people just loved it.
I bet.
They loved his act, man.
I can see why. Is he still in Vegas?
Unfortunately, he's not. He had a work-related accident one day.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, yeah, man.
What happened to him?
Well, one day he was in the middle of his act. He was performing at the Sands Hotel.
Yeah,
you know where the Rat Pack used to be, and right there on the strip.
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
He was in the middle of his act. He was performing in the lounge, and this drunk, threw a cigarette at him as he was performing.
Yeah,
the cigarette lit the fart on fire, and it blew out his intestines.
You're kidding?
Oh man, it was a mess all over the stage, but he went out with a bang.
Well, that's what they say in show business. Yep. If you're gonna go out. Go out with a bang.
Yeah, well, speaking of banging, I believe we're ready to perform for you.
Oh, that's great. Let's do it.
The boys are up on the stage already. Let me pick up my guitar here.
Please do.
All right. Oh, yeah, that's ready to go.
That sounds real good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. We are going to do an unplugged version of this
unplugged
happy belated birthday song to Marcia Pilazzi.
It's unplugged?
Oh yeah, it's unplugged. We're just doing it without any drums and stuff.
No drums and stuff, just acoustic guitars.
That's right, acoustic guitars, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, Angry Old Man Podcast proudly presents Enos and the Love Spuds.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that less than generous round of applause. You boys ready to go? All right, here we go. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four. Marcia Pilazzi had a very happy belated birthday. You're a year and 4 months older today. May your days be filled with cake and ice cream, and may you never catch COVID-19. Dear Marcia Pilazzi, I know we're a little late with this special song for you. But we hope that you had a nice year and 4 months. And most of all, we hope that you are still with the Angry Old Man Podcast. But if you're not, we still wish all the best for you.
May your days be filled with happiness and ice cream.
Yeah.
More like
thank you. Thank you very much for that less than generous round of applause. And little Marsha, I certainly hope you have a very happy belated birthday.
Mr. Ennis, uh-huh. That song was just stupendous.
Oh, honey, do. What the hell do you mean, honey, do?
Carly, will you please stop with the jealousy?
Yeah, well, sure, honey,
the man lost a part in the new Elvis movie because he was old, fat, and bald.
I know.
And you're getting all jealous. Why are you getting jealous?
Well, because of the do.
He means nothing to me.
He means nothing
He's
to you.
He's about as exciting as a broken hip.
By the way, Miss Honeydew, you know I can hear everything you say.
Yes, but with all due respect,
yeah,
okay?
Of course, yeah.
By the way, Enos, that song?
Yeah.
Out of the park.
Out of the park, huh?
It was fantastic.
Oh,
I really enjoyed it. I liked how you incorporated everything,
uh-huh.
including wishing Marsha Palazzi, you know, happy birthday and hope that she doesn't catch COVID-19, of course, is on everybody's minds.
Yes, of course. My songs are always very tropical, you know what I'm saying?
You mean topical, idiot.
Oh, I mean topical, yeah.
Yes.
So I'm glad you all enjoyed it.
Some of us.
Thank
and
you.
Please. Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are done with the podcast. For today, we wished our friend Marsha Palazzi happy birthday down in Australia, and we hope she's still with us. Enos.
No, Robert.
Thanks again, buddy, for writing and recording that song and coming down all the way from Las Vegas to be with us. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure, man.
Have a safe ride back home, and hope all goes well for you at the Jiffy Lube.
At the Jiffy Lube, yes.
All right.
See you all there.
Time for the parting words. Honey, what's on your mind before we say goodbye?
Well, Robert, as always, I had a wonderful time today, and looking forward to going up to Northern California to witness the rollout of Catalytic Converter 2.0.
Oh, yes. We're all excited and anxiously waiting to see the videos of that wonderful event.
Absolutely.
Curly?
Well, Robert, I am also anxiously awaiting because I believe that my investment will finally pay off.
Finally.
It was a lot of fun being here with you today, and we hope to see you all next time.
All right, and how about you, Cheeks? What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is COVID-17, 19, and 23 that Mama has.
Yes.
But most of all, that we finally learned
what?
A very good nickname for you.
What's that?
Twinkie.
Ah.
Yes. Have a nice week, Twinkie.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. Well, we thank you all for joining us.
Yes, and if you have any questions or suggestions, you can reach us at angryoldmanpodcast@gmail.com.
That's right.
Our website is www.angryoldmanpodcast.com. We have a Facebook page. We've been putting all kinds of fun things on it.
Oh, yes.
Check us out at Angry Old Man Podcast on Facebook.
Do it right now.
And if you want to buy us a little cup of coffee.
Yes.
And help us out here at the Angry Old Man Podcast, go to www.angryoldmanpodcast.com. There's a little donate button. Push it and buy us a cup of coffee. We'll see you next time. So long, everybody.
Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.
This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network. 'Turn off the microphone. I have to fart. Thank you.